I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Melissa Block, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Dogs may be man's best friend, but they're getting a less than welcome reception from a growing number of homeowners' insurance companies. Faced with rising dog bite liability claims, insurance companies are either raising the rates for dog owners or excluding certain aggressive breeds from homeowners' policies altogether. Candace Miller is Executive Director of the Insurance Information Network of California. She joins us from her office in Los Angeles. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
So what's driving this? Are more dogs actually biting more people, or are insurers reacting primarily to lawsuits?
We're reacting to lawsuits. What you're seeing is that the cost of dog bite claims is on the rise, and in fact it costs about $345 million a year. About one quarter of all homeowners' liability claims are involving dog bites.
So one quarter?
One quarter.
Now, I'm sure it varies from company to company and that poodles are in a different category than, say, pit bulls. But could you give us an example of the dogs that are prohibited by these policies?
Well, certainly. And as you said, there is no industry standard on coverage. It can range from some companies that indeed will say, we don't want to insure Rottweilers or pit bulls. Other companies will say if the homeowner will sign a waiver of liability on the dog, they'll continue the insurance. Other insurance companies will actually offer discounts if you don't own a dog. And others are proceeding with a zero-tolerance policy. They will insure you. However, if your dog has a bite, you can expect to be non-renewed. There's a pretty wide market out there.
And you mentioned Rottweilers and pit bulls. Other dogs? Other breeds?
Those are two that certainly are at the top of the list. There are others, of course, that have shown a trend towards bite. In some cases, German Shepherds, Dobermans, even Siberian Huskies.
Now, some people are quite upset by these trends. The Humane Society, for instance, says that you're forcing people to make a heart-wrenching choice, to choose between their homes or their dogs.
It can be heart-wrenching, and you know, that's the difficult thing with dog bites. Dogs are a member of your family, and it's an emotionally wrenching issue. But look at it in terms of protecting your home, protecting your assets. In the case of the liability portion of your homeowner's policy, which is target in dog bite litigation. Think of it as an analogy. A homeowner's insurer that is doing an assessment of the marketplace based on brush fire risk, very relevant here in California. And it says, you know what, we just have too many homes insured in an area that looks like it could go up in flames. Therefore, we're going to cut back on that marketplace because if we're overexposed, we could lose so much money that it could threaten our business.
How do insurers know if someone owns a dog?
Well, they may inspect. When you ask for a new homeowner's policy, your insurer may say, we'd like to send someone out to take a look at the property and make sure, you know, just as they want to assess, say, the quality of the roof and whether the home's in good shape, they may want to take a look and see if there's a dog as well.
And is this a standard question now when you take out a policy or when you refinance your home?
It absolutely is. I answered that question myself when I renewed just recently.
And are you a dog owner?
I am not a dog owner. Too small a yard, unfortunately.
I was wondering if it had anything to do with liability.
No, it's just got to do with a small flower garden.
Candace, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Candace Miller is Executive Director of the Insurance Information Network of California.